Well, they might pray for that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wouldn't
have been affected.
Yeah.
No, the doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. We're glad to have you with us. Good to see you on Facebook Live.
Two of them at once.
If you'd like to join us, please join us there on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. That's where we are. Lots of lovely people there to meet. Occasionally a scammer or two, but Jim gets up there and he deals with
them. Two at the same time.
Yeah, imagine. And those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we're always happy to have you with us. You that come to us from around the world, very much like our Facebook crowd. You also listen in, and many of you will call us. Jimbo will be giving you tips in a moment or two on how you can have the best phone call possible. And when we run out of those who are in the queue, that's when we turn to Facebook. And we go for reading volunteers there. So, yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor. I was ordained, ordained the psychic love doctor by AOL way back in the day when it still was America Online. They had scouted me out of the chat rooms, offered me an absolutely fantastic position with them. And the rest is history, as they say. Prior to that, I had worked with my grandmother, who taught me this amazing method and also gave readings, you know, here and there on a very casual type of basis or at a bookstore, that kind of thing. But it was the internet that really caused all of this to explode. So I want to mention that we're only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm holding them up for the Facebookers to see. And Lock Talkers, I guess you'll have to take our word for it. But it's important for us to make the distinction that this is not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, nor any, excuse me, nor any of the other methods that are out there, which are all fabulous. I'm sure I just haven't studied any of them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy very pure. So I also want to mention that I will only be using a full 24 card layout for each of the callers and those on Facebook when we get to you. This is my preference. Now, I've seen like on TikTok and other Facebook Live shows, that kind of thing, that a lot of them are very fast. They give you a one card, two card, three card, maybe a five card reading, but it's blah, 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 very fast, and they move on. Well, we don't work at that speed. We take things slower. We feel connected to you. We want to feel emotionally invested in your situation. So you aren't just getting a hasty, you know, flippant card reading, which is something I could never see myself doing. If anything, he has to pull the plug on me because I get too winded, too much into, what do you call it, verbiose. I don't know. Anyway, I talk too much. So with that said, are you ready, Jim? Have you fended off all of the...
Three of them in the first 5 minutes.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Bastards. All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'll remind you folks out there in the world that are listening and watching and both, if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out anytime you show up. Right now, we have a few in here. We have Rachel from the land down under. Suzanne, I see here from the land of the Scots.
Scots.
And I think that is it so far for the international folk. But as the more show up, we will give them shout-outs.
Yes, we will be watching.
Yeah, we'll try to work you in when we get gaps and little breaks and stuff. Might take some time till the end of reading. Sometimes there's a pause and I can get you in right in the middle of the reading. But we'll see what
know.
It is.
Catherine, how did that happen? Gabby Griffin?
Gabby Griffin, probably.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, maybe.
515-602-9676.
You have your phone? I forgot to give us a little more air.
Oh.
We're during the show, and I always need that with these.
That's the number to call in, folks. When you call in, you'll be able to listen to the show. You'll hear music or you'll listen to the show, depending on if you started or not. If you hear silence, you got to hang up and call back again, because that means something went south, and that's all. I'm usually calling back and hanging up and whatever, hanging up and call back. I just got to do that order. Fixes it. All right? Facebook folks, like Deb said earlier, we will turn to you if and when we can. We can't promise you a rose garden. We can't promise you times and slots and stuff like that. You can't.
That was an oldie.
Yep. We don't have a cue for you to wait in. So you just got to hang tight and we'll make the formal announcement and we'll type it in and verbalize it and let you know that it is time to messenger audio or video Deborah Lee. But that's how that will go down. Just can't say when. All right, that sound, folks, is going to signify the end of your free reading, no matter what platform you may be getting it on. When you hear that, please let it come to an end. Let it close. You got to do that to just put an exclamation point on it, period, whatever you want to call it, so we can move on to the next person. But before we move on, when you after the harp, I'm going to give you a single card, personal prophecy card. But it'll be from a virtual deck, not a real one. So that'll be cool. And then what's really helpful is because that one there, she can totally elaborate on every single card because that's her bread and butter. You know, angel ones, we don't know much about them other than what they say. But them cards, she knows. I mean, she typed all the meanings that I will be reading many billions of years ago. You typed all that.
Yeah.
And then she can expand it and tell you how it relates or may not relate to the current reading you got. It could be something else. That's one thing about the single card thing. Doesn't always have to relate to the questions you asked. Because you got a lot of stuff going on in life. Doesn't mean you share it all. And you can't share it all. You only get a couple questions there for your free reading. So, I think we've covered all the things that covering needs to be covered. Do you not... let's see. Somebody's come and gone here. Weird. No, I haven't. My brain is broken. All right. There we go. Everything's good to go, Daddy. Are you ready, or do you have anything, final thoughts? Oh, I should say final thoughts. Do you have any initial thoughts, since we're just starting?
No, I hadn't really planned.
Really?
Okay,
well, go then.
Actually, I forgot.
Johnny, go.
We could, I think it would be a good format to start with the reading and put maybe the thought in toward the middle.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you just say when.
Yeah.
Some days here. It's National Video Game Day, like every day.
Oh, boy, right.
National Chocolate Milkshake Day. What else? National Police Woman Day. Day of Encouragement. Report Medical Fraud Day. Well, every day should be that, too. And that's about it. Everything else is kind of just people's
there
birthdays.
There aren't very many international.
Well, there might be out there, but this websites in the United States. They do put internationals when they do put them out there. I don't know. It's a big world. I mean, who's going to be the governing body that decides? It takes a lot of countries to decide to adopt an international day. So that's probably why there's not as many. Because somebody could always say, I don't want to celebrate that day or something. I just want to celebrate.
Another day of...
Whatever the hell it was.
All right. Uh-oh, you got one in here.
God damn it, the hell?
He's looking for Dr. Love.
Where?
There's some crazy.
Oh, you shouldn't do that because
you
shouldn't screw around like that. Be careful there. I might have quick draw McGraw and blocked him.
Oh, well.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK. Yep.
Jim thinks he has one in his pants.
But
a Dr. Love.
There's many different euphemisms. Like about 1,500, what do they call them? Giggle sticks.
Do they?
Yeah, there's a million different.
Giggle sticks?
Yep, I've heard that term. There's a million different terms. out there for that.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's just one of a billion. Magic wands, you know, whatever you want to call it. Pocket rocket, and all sorts of things. Okay. I'm saying there's a billion. There's a funny song, FM 98, it plays at a rock Christmas where this chick is singing this cute little, it sounds like she's a sexy girl saying what she wants for Christmas, and she basically says like about 30 different euphemisms for a penis.
It's a song?
Mm-hmm. It's a funny song on the radio they play.
Does anybody,
they might not know here, but I mean, it might just, I mean, they'll play it on the radio.
There's gear stick.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a million, and she'll say a million of them in the song.
Well, you need to find that song.
Yeah.
So we could play parts of it.
Well, like I say, they play when Christmas comes, it will be played on the radio, on the station I listen to, the morning show.
Dr. Demento, we had one too, or was it the same one?
It's a syndicated show, Deb.
Oh, it was? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's still on, actually, they say.
Oh, my God. How old? It's got to be a replacement.
I would imagine that guy's dead. But yeah, it was good stuff on there. You know, that was before Weird Al really started kicking. He started getting one or two songs on there. I remember when he started getting Weird Al's early days. They put some stuff on there.
And Weird Al always had to get permission from the band or the artist to turn that song into a mockery.
When MTV came around.
Yeah.
Then he got to do the videos, too, and he was really funny in his videos.
We never
great.
Saw that movie.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to see it. That's fine. It's no big deal.
Okay. All right, let's get busy.
Yeah, we got.
All right.
You're holding up the floor here. All right, let's go out to up 917 in New York. 917, you're the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, and welcome. And who are we speaking to?
I am. My name is Ashiel, and I spoke to you guys earlier this summer. I don't even remember.
Yeah. Yes, and how are you doing?
Yes, what's going on?
Well, remember you told me about someone that, you know, I need to be careful about, to watch out for, and
yeah.
I decided to walk away from that situation.
Okay. And that's
so
good.
You were right about it. I found out some stuff, but I just
right.
walked away from it.
All right.
So,
tell me what brings you to us today, tonight.
See what is coming in. Hopefully someone who's not attached to somebody else or some kind of, you know, I keep having people come to me even after that. People are already married. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Why are people coming to me?
Are you in the market for a woman, a man, or either?
A man.
A man, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's not getting the ones
that
aren't truly single.
Yeah, well,
right. Yeah,
that's the same.
Getting the cheaters.
We have the same difficulty.
Everybody does. That's,
on the other side.
It doesn't matter what side you're on. It don't matter. That's.
Yeah, but you know what? It's when you're married to a woman, I don't have time for that. You know what I mean? That's for you to deal with.
Well, you know, that's a situation that they call the beard.
Well, and you shouldn't be married
yeah.
to anybody if you're looking for
mm-hmm.
a single person to have a fling with. Really, that's obviously not. Shouldn't be married if you're
married. Yeah, you're right.
Around.
Yeah.
Yep. But don't get married. Don't put around. That's fine. Just don't get married.
Yeah. I just keep getting people like that. You know, I don't know why, but.
He's attracting the bad fish.
That's right. And you have
right now.
You've got to change your energy a little bit.
Well, and you know what? As long as you're wise enough to not let them, you know, bite your hook if you're out there fishing, or if you do catch them, you throw them back quickly. That's fine. You just don't want to engage those people. I'm sure he probably has, and there's nothing but heartaches. But problem is, people lie too, though. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Nobody's honest usually. They're like, I'm single as can be. They're lying.
Well, I have good news for you. There is definitely one on the way, and this is a keeper. This is one that is coming out of a relationship, and he is leaving with a heavy heart, because this is a very faithful partner, and he has a partner who is not, and they are parting for good, and you're going to run into them in no time at all. It will not take long, and I want to assure you that when you meet him, he's over it. He is not looking to reconcile. There's no getting back together. He's done. All right. So that's a good thing to know, that you aren't dealing with somebody that's, you know, got a bunch of baggage that they're dragging with them, or lies, as Jim was saying.
Or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever metaphor you want to use.
And try to, I know it's hard when you run into the same kind of people over and over, you tend to get a little cynical about it.
You get discouraged.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, what's next? Another one?
You know? How am I going to trust you?
You start feeling like that. What's life doing? What is life trying to say to me, throwing all these wrong people at me?
And I want to recommend something to you. Now, I am not an affiliate. This is just something that I recommend to those who want to know if they have met somebody who is for real and what their background is. There's a website called checkmate.com. You can use it for $1. I believe it's $1 or it's free for like a week. And you can check out as many people as you want within that time. Otherwise, I think they're going to charge you like maybe $25, $29 if you stay on it. But you only need it to, all you need is their first name, their last name. And they, I'm telling you, it brings up people that I checked it out to make sure. I found people from 30 years ago on that thing, and it was true. So I'm just saying, if you feel, you know, concerned, a lot of times we have to check them out. But, go ahead.
It just was trading because even today, I went to the park. I was sitting there just playing my phone, and the security guard kept going around me trying to get my attention, and I already see that he has a running band. I'm like, you know. It was too much. I had to say something to him. I said, are you having enough fun? And he said, what are you talking? Yeah, but why you keep going around me? And I kind of get upset about it. I was getting tired of it.
They just want to play, all right? They're just looking for playmates. So I guess he doesn't feel the need to hide his wedding ring. And maybe he's not just married to a woman as a beard. He may be married to another man.
Well, marriage is marriage. Yeah, if you're married, you shouldn't be messing around. That's simple. And if you are, you're not being, that's two people you're screwing over, the one you're married to and the one that you're trying to hook up with. That's not right. Yep.
Well, anyway, I want to assure you the next one is a good one. He's ripe for picking because he's already, you know, had an unfaithful relationship. So being honest, being faithful and loyal, that's going to be important to him. And he's rather good looking too. So I think you'll find when you meet him, it's going to be an instant type of attraction.
And he won't be a dirty dog.
No, he won't be a dirty dog.
Nobody wants cheetahs. Only cheaters like cheaters. Well, even cheaters don't like cheaters. That's what's funny.
It is crazy.
And who the hell are they to complain about somebody cheating on them when they're cheaters?
Well, that's what the thing. Cheaters think everybody else is out there cheating too, because that's their MO. You want to get me a card for?
I have a card real quick. Yes, I do. I have indeed, Deb. I have the Eight of Hearts. Get ready. It's time to celebrate festivities, parties, having a good time. These are all highlighted concerning the matter in question.
Oh, yeah.
What you have hoped for is about to be received. No one deserves it more than you. So enjoy the moment. It's all yours.
Yep. Get ready. Feel expectant. You know, like the right one for you is coming. You know this. You're ready to receive. And you watch and see. It's going to happen.
The old, it's not a if, it's a when.
No, it's a when, right. And it's sooner than you think. Now, we have the holidays coming. There's going to be a lot of celebrating and, you know, people get together. You're going to meet somebody. I bet before the first of the year, you are in a very beautiful relationship with your guy. So I hope you come back and tell us.
We'd love that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding and being patient. And thank you for being caller number one. And good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck, hon. Take care.
Yes, and you know where to find us. You can Bye-bye. Call back anytime we do a show. Always welcome. All righty. Deb, what do you got?
Well, first of all, you mean what I was going to say?
Yeah, we're about halfway-ish, unless you want to do one more.
Okay, no, we'll do it now.
Unless you want to do another one.
I want to mention that what Rachel and Virgil are talking about, I'm going to make that. I love what they're talking about and the recipe, I guess you
I don't know what you're talking about.
You need slightly burnt toast. Of course, I like mine black. With loads of butter, sliced fresh tomatoes, and salt and pepper in a sandwich.
All right. First of all, there's confusion here. Deb signed on to the same account, so he thought that I was talking about the burnt toast.
Oh, he did. Oh,
so
that's right.
So every time both of us are typing, and it looks like it's me, Debs. How about you rectify that?
I should still be in.
No, see, look at the picture. No, look at up there to the top right corner. Who is that? That's the show.
Yeah, that's the show.
Well, you don't. You go on as Deborah when you type.
Yeah, I'm looking for me.
You have to get off there, right, and switch.
I thought I did.
You have to leave the show page.
I hear you.
Yeah, sorry there, Virgil. I didn't know that she was also typing and looking like I was typing.
Well,
no, I do not.
I
like,
got it. I figured out.
I do not like burnt toast. I mean, I can eat it if I have to. I guess if you're feeling sick, sometimes it's supposed to be stomach soothing.
There I am. I'm right.
Yeah.
I got right. But,
so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite thing. I'm going to have to make that in the morning. But no egg. No egg on that, which surprises me.
Oh,
or maybe
who?
I missed it.
I don't know. I don't know that we need to. Should we switch this to a food show? The Food Network?
Well, I think that we could call this our little food segment. Okay. No, here, I want to talk to you all about how everything changes. All right, because I've been having clients that have come to me, and I've been trying to explain to them how even as we're sitting in this moment, things are changing. We're changing. When you learn something new, it changes you, even if you don't feel like it. Now, here's an example. My late husband brought home a skinny tree. Is that a maple out there, Jim? I think it's
Which
a
one?
Maple. A maple tree.
Which tree are you talking
the,
about?
The big daddy out there.
Trees,
it was just skinny little.
Trees are a product of Satan.
Why?
Because all they're going to do when you live in this, a lot of areas, is eventually it's going to get big. And when you got that close to the house, one of those limbs is going to do some damage. And you hope it's not to a living being.
Well, that's right. We had to get it trimmed back. But my point is,
the
thing was growing every single day after it was planted, right? But we didn't notice it. And then all of a sudden, we kind of went, holy shit, look at the size of that tree. It just seemed like it happened overnight. Plants are like, what's the matter?
No, I was going to say, there's a slight little bit of a downgrade from the house area to that tree, so it gets like extra water. That's why it's blown up. That's why it was blown up more than any other one here.
Okay.
I mean, they planted a bunch of them at the same time, and that one is out there is like, damn, compared to the other ones.
All right.
Damn. Yeah, how fast and big it got.
Okay, well, it kind of...
Like you said, skinny little tree.
Sort of just blew my little soapbox moment.
What was your soapbox moment? About
the
a
moment
skinny little
is
tree.
That the cards are going to change with you.
Oh. Well, then
usually gradually. In my book, I use a phrase. Situations, people, circumstances, whatever you want to call it, is either thriving or dying. We're in a state of, what did I call it? What do you call it? Flux?
Yeah, you can. Just, life is dynamic.
Nothing is static.
Life is dynamic.
Yeah.
Things are changing. Even our bodies, you know, molecules, they're in motion all the time.
They are.
Yeah. Then you heat things up. That increases the motion. That's why the things expand when you heat them.
If you ignore a relationship, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to start to wither. It's going to start to decline. So you're either thriving or that situation is dying, is how I've always put it. And you got to think of it, taking care of it. But still, the cards may show some fluctuations. And you can perceive things that can blow your mind. Like, for instance, let's say, all right, let's say Catherine's got a husband, and he's a white-collar worker. He goes to the office every day, and in the office, they take on a brand-new secretary who should be out there modeling and stuff instead of, you know, sitting behind a desk just typing away. Well, you might... God damn, what was that?
An accident. Go ahead.
You may notice in the cards that he's taken a little interest, but then you'll also notice that he isn't more than mildly appreciative of how she looks with her low-cut tops and whatnot. And it'll tell you a lot about how things, and then he'll come home and treat you, usually even better, just for having an impure thought about the secretary. Jim has thrown me off, but I need to have notes from now on, because you start throwing stuff in. Like the water.
No, wait a second. Now, this was something you were planning to talk about. It wasn't like a boomerang thought thing. So that shouldn't have thrown you off.
It shouldn't have, but.
Just saying. It's different when you have an epiphany. Oh, I got to get this out type of thing. But you're already planning to talk about this. So I shouldn't have been able to derail that train.
Okay.
But I did. Apparently, I did derail that train.
Yes, Catherine.
I guess I put a pebble on the tracks and it derails.
Catherine wants to go with the secretary. Guys don't realize that a lot of times we will get together after, say, the club's closed. We take off all of our clothes and we have a tickle fight in our underwear. Yes, all right. Thank you, Jessica. Yes, thank you for saying that. She says you are something for the show.
Well, that doesn't mean that's something. Something means something, all right. It could be like, ooh, that's something, all right. When I went out there in the backyard and I stepped a dog poop, I said, ooh, I stepped in something, all right. All right. Thank you. 306, Deb. We're going to Canada. Oh, Canada International. 306, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. It's Nancy. I've called in before.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, welcome back.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Yeah, I've called in about my son and the will and whether or not the baby's his or not.
Oh, sort of kind of got
how
that.
How are things
that.
Going? What's happening?
It's been a little while.
Well, the will is still not going, and my son finally did a DNA test, and it's supposed to be his. It took him a month to send it in, though.
Wow.
So I think he was scared to find out it wasn't his.
Yeah.
And then, secondhand information, I was told that because I didn't believe it was his, the baby's going to be a year later this month.
Wow.
That I won't be invited.
Oh,
I won't be
right.
invited to the party.
Because you questioned the paternity?
Yeah. I did, because I couldn't see any resemblance of my son or my grandson or any, you know.
Well, you know, he should get a copy of that. Does he have one?
Well, they email it, and so it's on his phone.
Oh, so he does have that, though.
Yeah, that's good, then, because,
but,
you know, you can't take somebody's word for it.
But it's like secondhand information. That's where now he, because I didn't believe it was his, he doesn't want me involved.
Yeah, but he didn't believe it either.
No.
Obviously.
Obviously, yeah. And, you know, I guess you got to let it go. It is what it is, but who sent what in? Do you know the details?
Pardon?
He had to go take the test.
Did he have to go somewhere and take a test?
Yeah, I think he went to the doctor's office.
Okay, cool. Okay, if somebody did one of those send things in, then she could have went and got the guy, real father, to send something in, and then, you know. But if they went to a doctor, then okay, so be it.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I have news for you. These girls today, and I've dealt with some in my own family, they are so quick to jerk that grandchild away from what should be good grandmother, grandfather, you know, at the assisted home. Allow that child to have a sense of family from the other side, and they don't. And now your son is siding with her. Well, of course, he knows which side his bread is buttered on. You know, if he goes stands against her, he's not going to get much for rights.
Oh, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen his gonad since he got married. They're in her
I don't think he got to see the little girl for about 6 months, and after that, since about May, they've been hanging out every weekend.
Well, the trouble is he'd have to fight for his rights, and a lot of men just give up. And I can understand. Well, they're dealing with these little biatches, if you don't mind me saying so, who will make all sorts of assertions. He's a bad father. The baby had a bruise. I mean, you know what I mean? They make it impossible. But the thing is, the child is the innocent party. And instead, they want to use it as leverage between those two people. Yeah, and I never did. And I have two bad fathers involved, but I'll tell you, I did not bad fathers, bad exes. But as fathers, they deserve to have time with their son. And I never stood in the way of that. So I'm going to look, what would you like me to look in your cards for, hon?
I don't know, just to see how it's going to go or.
Oh, that's a good one.
See what's coming up. Coming up, the whole
situation. You know,
the whole situation. What does it look like down the road? Yeah, well.
Is it at all possible for you to speak to the girl's mother? I mean, the ex-girl or the girlfriend, whatever she is.
I'm guessing ex, but I've had no contact with her ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'm meaning her mother, the grandmother on that side.
Oh.
No, you know.
No, I've never even met her. And
they'll probably have their alliances anyway.
Do you have family around you that you could have a party?
It doesn't mean he's going to bring it.
Well, I would hope he might.
He's got his balls in her purse, Deb.
Yeah.
He is whooped beyond. He's like a robot.
Yeah, what's that other thing?
She's got
his balls in her hand.
In her purse, locked away in her purse. He probably hasn't seen those for a long time. All right, what do you got?
Here's what I've got. See a very positive outcome and not too far away. What you should do, I think, is from what I see here, is try to be classy. If they're having a party, even though you're not invited, I would send a gift for the baby, for the girl, you know, and sign it Grandma Nancy or however you want to be referred as. You know, the bygones are going to have to be bygones, or you're going to end up with such a disconnected family, and that little girl is the one that's going to suffer, if she truly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my son, you know, like with my grandson, he also takes like his son's little brother. That's not.
Well,
his.
That's
so
nice.
So he's a father figure to another child, but.
Well,
so,
your son needs to give you some grace here. I mean, this has been a hard. Yeah, I know. This has been hard for you, all the way around, and. He needs to give you the chance to come up to speed on this, because I feel that all of you are actually, it may take 3 years. There's a card here that indicates time. The time can run from 3 days to 3 years. So I think we should go on this. But I see you all becoming a happy family at some point. Now, when she gets older, he would be able to bring that baby to see you. Does the mother live far away with the baby? Do they live far away?
Well, we have a river that kind of divides the city, and she lives on the other side. So not really far away. But she's still in the same city.
Now, some places you can fight for grandparents' rights. I'm not sure how I feel about that. To, you know, under duress to force a child to come visit you that has heard nothing but terrible things about you, I'm not sure that's a way to go. You know?
Yeah.
But I think you should honor her birthday. Send something for Christmas. You know, just to remain, even if it's just a card, to remain still constant as a grandmother figure. You know, if they don't ever let you see her, when she gets older, she becomes a older teen, she's going to want to search you out and find out why did they do this. Yeah. So.
Yeah, her birthday is on the 22nd, and so they'll probably have the birth party or whatever on the 23rd, which just happens to have been my father's birthday.
Oh, yeah, look at that. And you've got that will still it's still tied up, right, Nancy?
Oh, yeah. My brothers haven't done anything because they got all the land, so they don't care.
Well, imagine that. Yeah, they don't need to change anything, right?
Can you get an attorney?
I have one, but, you know, all he can do is email the estate lawyer, and the estate lawyer tells my brothers and the other, like the executives, to do something, and they don't. Like, they don't, like I said, I don't think they care about the will being done because they have
all the land.
Well, yeah, but they're, there's not only me, but I have two nieces and a nephew, you know, that are in the will because my brothers are dead, so their children will get a portion.
Well, it's a real kettle of fish, I grant you. But I do see light at the end of the tunnel. How it's going to come about, it may be a miracle. And they do occasionally happen. So I would just keep using your own energy in a positive way, saying, come on, guys, you need to release the will. You know, in your mind, send that message out. Think of it in a way like you're sending a comet over there, because that would be so full of light and energy and, you know, conviction attached, and send it, because I feel eventually you're actually going to get your share of that will. Okay, it's funny.
Yeah, and like my nieces, they have little kids, so they could use it for university, maybe.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Well, exactly. And it was given to those it was given to, and they deserve to have it. It's funny, isn't it amazing how families get, like, siblings over money, over property? I mean, wow.
But, you know, just when you think family's family, maybe it ain't so family after all.
No, maybe it ain't. Nope. You're right.
Or they only get together for funerals.
Yeah, a lot of people, funerals or the rating of a house when the person dies.
Yeah.
All the families come in and start plucking. I want this clock. I want this. I love that piano. I want this. I want that.
Oh, they come in like vultures. For everything.
Yep. It's like, oh, isn't that nice? You are so, like, we can see that, we can feel your sorrow that you're coming in because you need that frickin' grandfather clock because that makes you feel better. Yeah. Fuckers.
Well, Nancy, hang in there. And
yeah, we feel for you.
And if you do that for the little girl, I do that myself for two little granddaughters. Oh, wait, we do have something for you. But I have two little granddaughters I've never met, and their parents don't seem interested. And it's a son of mine. They don't seem interested in having me meet them.
Yeah.
So, but in the end,
I know somebody else.
Yeah.
That is happening too, and it's all that we do for our kids, and then they treat you like crap.
Boy, you just said it. Wow, that's it right
Heart
there.
Number two.
Okay, Jim's going to read for you.
I am, if I don't sneeze.
Okay.
Seven of clubs, a powerful passion that's perceived to surround your life at this time. If you decide to give into it, be prepared to accept the consequences, for better or worse, which inevitably results. If you choose instead to resist it, you may also wonder what might have been. Follow your heart in determining which path is best for you to take. Your heart knows the right road to the future and is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, I think it relates to the child.
Well, I think so.
Paternity has been, determined.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, it's done. So the best thing to do is try to make amends. You know, your son is hurt.
She has like two choices based on what I'm looking at this. Either in a nice, I don't want to say fight, but try to keep trying to beat in their lives, or try to say you're going to push them away. I'm going to walk away then if that's what you wanted. So those are the two choices, right?
You're right. That's it.
I don't know which one's the best.
Well, he still comes around, you know.
Or he does, but does he bring the kid around every time?
No.
No, he'll go visit, and I think that has something to do with her.
Well, it probably has to do with her.
She sounds like a reasonable.
Won't allow him to take her. I don't think she'll allow him.
This girl had some promiscuousness, didn't she?
Well, obviously, that's why there was the paternity test. Yeah, obviously, she gets around.
Yeah,
round,
a couple other guys.
Well, let's hope your son doesn't really make his bed by marrying her, because that's going to be an even bigger kettle of fish to deal with.
Yeah.
I bet he would if she pushed it.
If the girl pushes it?
She probably doesn't want it either. She probably wants to have him in the back pocket a little bit, but doesn't necessarily want to commit as well.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Stay in touch.
I don't have cards. So
we can follow this.
Yeah, I haven't called too often because nothing's changed until last month.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's cool. You can call.
Just to say hi.
You got other stuff going on in your life. Just to say hi, or you can look at other things. You have a life, too, so, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for calling, though.
Honey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Canada. Canada. All right. Yeah. That was our international shout out to her
situation.
Also at the same time.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. We are going to 520.
Oh,
how are you doing?
She's been holding for an hour.
We're so sorry you've been on the show.
She's always holding for an hour.
I love listening to the show. I love it. I love
She's
listening
a professional
to you guys.
Holder.
Yeah. How are you?
Yes.
We're doing good.
Well,
what's up? What's going on?
This is what's up here.
I wonder if she's crying.
I'm sorry?
Are you crying? We thought we heard you sniffle.
No, I was laughing. Now, probably bad connection. I got up this morning, went out. He was out there this morning, and he said he hadn't slept till 2 a.m. He's having trouble sleeping, I guess. He was very upset because he's a gardener, and we had bad rainstorms, and they destroyed his plants, and so we talked a little bit about that, and he was going back to bed, and I said, I have a whole day of appointments, and I did, and I just got back, and I've been falling asleep myself, so I know he went for his walk, and it has been raining, and there's nothing new to report. We haven't really, you know, at first I had made up my mind that I was just not going to engage with him all that much. Because I'm trying to sort stuff out, you know, how he behaved. But I don't know. Dad, what do the cards say? I'm kind of missing them. And
see, now, this kind of coincides with what I was talking about, how things do change ever so slightly from one day to the next. And you may not even notice how slight. But there are times like this that I always worry that too much time spent apart presents a paradigm shift.
Or too many back and forth on and off.
Can do the same. You're right.
That I'm familiar with. I'm familiar with that. And then sometimes all of a sudden when you actually, like, hey, let's get back together, it's something's missing. The magic's gone.
It is.
It's like there's something missing and you're kind of just, almost like kind of sort of cordial and not really, you're just kind of like, you feel almost awkward. It's like, ah, it's gone. It's over. It is over.
You know, the thing is, you don't want somebody to say to you, I will love you forever if you change. That's not right.
I don't think they said that to each other.
No, I'm saying
if
anybody ever says that, or if we get the feeling he'll love me more if I change.
They should never do that, ever.
Should love you for all of your flaws and your bumps and your
that's what teenagers do because they don't know better. This is the only guy I'll ever love in my entire life. I'm 16. I'll never love another person.
It's true.
Yeah, that's what people feel. So I gotta change. If he doesn't like this, he doesn't like that, I'm changing. They don't know they're 16.
I don't know.
But you're not. I'm just saying in general. It's not you.
No, I'm trying to make a point.
In general to other people. Oh, nothing to do with you guys. We know you're not doing that. No, nothing to do with you two.
I really think he's just hesitating, all right? He wants it to go right back to what it was, all right? He does.
Wants to pop his head out of the sand and see that same movie right exactly where he left off and forget all the stuff in between.
He does. God, you're right.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a he definitely loves to put his head in the sand during conflict.
Well, you men are very much like that. You like
Oh, not some men.
You guys generally like to make up and let's just, either erase it or we're going to hit the delete key.
That's usually if the guy's done something wrong.
Well, he has done something
wrong. Well, his doing something wrong is like a lot of it's inaction of not doing anything. He doesn't see it. He's not doing the right things, a lot of it.
So here's the thing. I feel that the two of you are going to bounce right back into where you were. He is still got marriage on the brain.
This is taking a long time. This has never taken this long before.
For what? Him?
For them to be.
Yeah, but this was a big one.
He
reminded me of that little country mouse. She's the big kitty cat. Got him cornered, and he's this little mouse like this, gonna pause up, gonna fight to the death with a cat. Big cat.
The mouse will always lose. Real life.
And you know what, though? He's got to get a pair. Come on.
International shout out to Kirsty in the UK, all right?
You shouldn't have to be the man. And it's almost like she's the man and he's the woman.
Or it's like, I wasn't actually going to go there. I could have went there early, had fun with that. No. It's almost like she's 48 and he's 18. And she has to teach him about life. You know what? That's bullshit. That dude knows about life. And if he doesn't know about life now, then, it's already passed his ass by.
You guys need to go off on a vacation together.
Why?
To be isolated just you two.
What if shit goes wrong when you're off somewhere not even close to your home?
Well, I have a client that happened to. They were down at Key West in Florida, and he up in... bought an airline ticket and left her there.
Oh, my God.
And left her there.
But that's where I was kind of going. Yeah, exactly.
They had gone down there in her car, but she had to drive all back by herself.
Or you're staying in the same room and you're having a spat. Then what do you do?
And I'm going to tell you.
What the hell do you do?
She's not with him today. I know. That was kind of the big blow right there. Anybody leaves you somewhere, F them.
That's a sign.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That is a sign, no matter what condition, it doesn't matter even if it's a good condition.
Oh, no, of course, if the woman says, stop the car, let me out right now, then he's got no obligation. He can dump her off and go on his way.
Now, he should resist it if it's like a blizzard out, but she's going to die. He should resist
in the ghetto.
She's in a neighborhood where basically it's a death sentence. She's going to get raped and killed. Yeah, then he should resist that.
What would you
say?
Sit your ass in this car.
See, I'm not. I will take you to a safe place and dump your ass, but you're not getting off here. Yep. First of all, you're gonna regret it, and then I'm gonna be guilty for the rest of my life that I let you do this. Fuck that. I'll take you back to your house and dump your ass.
Yeah. So he was outside, but he didn't invite you to have coffee with him.
Oh no, he was a mess. He was just a mess.
Never.
I told him I had a day, and I did. I had a whole day of
maybe they were dope
a business appointment, doctor appointments, and then I haven't slept myself very well. And so then I saw him later as I was getting ready for one of my appointments to go. You know, he went for a walk. And it's bad news. He has trouble sleeping sometimes. I don't know if he has trouble sleeping because of other stuff or if he's worried about me.
She's hoping that, for God's sake.
Well, I kind of am, too. I'd like him to be bothered. I'd like him to be bothered by the thoughts of her. But I'm wondering if it's the rebound effect of his medication. Sometimes, we don't know how many pain pills
he's been taking.
Well,
that's the thing, exactly. We're not doctors, we're not pharmacists, and we don't even know the stuff he's taken. It has different effect on different people, different things. There's a lot of steroids. When you're trying to heal, they give you steroids to help you heal.
Yeah, and if he's got Percocet, something, Oxy, you know, some people get pretty wild with that where they actually will chop it up with a razor.
Well, that's called a problem at that point. That is called a problem. When
and
you
they
start
think
you're
like,
yeah.
A problem. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he does that.
Lisa?
Yeah.
He was upset over his plants groaning.
Did she say that?
She did say that, right? No, I'm not. I'm actually not making fun of that.
Did
is that right?
Did she say that?
He was upset about the weather. Were they pot plants? Were they big pot plants?
No.
I thought for sure they were. Because otherwise, why the hell would you be upset? You know, grow some another damn plant.
Is he growing pot?
No, she said no. It wasn't.
No.
Because people that are doing that get really upset when those things die.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't know. I would understand if he was upset because he was growing his own stuff and it got messed up because of the weather. I could understand losing sleep over that and getting pissed off. If he's just growing freaking flowers or whatever, Jesus Christ, buy some more. They're freaking flowers, for God's sake. It's not like a bunch of puppies drowned.
Well,
it's a goddamn flower or a plant or whatever the hell it is,
it's
a bush.
It's like a failure in front of you.
I know
you.
It's living and stuff, and I don't hate living plants and stuff, but
it's not puppies.
I'm not going to be attached to it and say, oh, my God, I don't name my goddamn plants, you know.
Maybe that's why they're out there dying.
No, they're out there dying because you wanted the plants. You want to go out there and take care of the damn things. You make me do it. That's why they're dying. And they're not dying either. That's a lie. They're not dying.
Where's my cilantro?
A couple things did die. Those died because what Deb does is every 6 to 8 months, you've got to rearrange everything. And she rearranged that little herb thing and put it in a different corner because she wanted to use a different door, and that's not a good sun corner. And a lot of the herbs went toast.
Oh, that's terrible.
They should be right freaking there where they were to begin with.
Okay.
But so be it. You know, but I don't care. They're plants.
Jim is in a tizzy.
They're plants.
Today because I am making furniture changes, and he doesn't like
every six. Oh, I'll take care of that.
He doesn't like that.
Every 6 to 8 months.
It upsets his psyche.
Every 6 to 8 months.
Well, I
6 to 8 months, 6 to 8 months, 6 to 8 months.
I thrive on
six
change.
6 to 8 months, 6 to 8 months.
It's probably my ADD.
Of course it is. You should have a T-shirt like Bonnie. I have ADD. If anybody saw the show Mom, when Bonnie finally figured out she had ADD.
Oh, we have jalapenos, big time.
Those
but
are doing well.
Yummy. Well, you guys are growing down.
Oh, we grew cilantro and stuff. Well, you know what really did good last year was the Thai basil.
Oh, yeah.
You have a southwestern garden.
Really?
Well, yeah, we love
jalapenos, cilantro.
The peppers, though, the Thai basil and the jalapenos, you could be a dumbass and grow those. They grow great here in this environment.
Well, I took my basil plant home the other day, and it was screaming all the way to the car, don't take me home, I know you're going to kill me. So I gave it to him, my neighbor, because he's the gardener. And then when we got into this big old unraveling, he put the plant back out on a corner. I said, why'd you do that? It's going to die. He said, I'm not the maintenance man. You have to take care of your own plant. But we had started our unraveling.
I'm not going to shout out to Laura in Canada.
That was chivalrous, wasn't it? Take care of your own damage.
I think he was in the middle of being mad at me. That was a few days ago.
You know, here's the one thing about you two. If you two were actually in a full, complete, you know, what do you call it when they consummated?
Well, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Consummated. You guys would have makeup sex that would just like be spontaneous combustion.
Or maybe.
Serious.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Because there's so much of this passion and energy in their arguing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems very subtle. It seems really subtle. It doesn't seem very passionate. They play a lot of cold shoulder stuff. They don't like have knockdown, drag out, thrown shit stuff. That's the passionate one.
I can't do that.
The one where people are banging on the ceiling and stuff when they have makeup sex.
With me, it'd be gloves and sticks in the ice, baby.
If you're doing this cold shoulder, slamming doors and hiding behind curtains and shit, they don't have strong makeup sex doing that subtle shit.
You don't think so?
Not that subtle stuff. It's the wild type of passionate arguments. Yeah, that's something like peeking around corners and stuff like that. You know, that's not a passion.
That is funny. Sex. He hid behind the plant.
That's what I'm saying. Stuff like that. You know, that makeup sex would be just as lame as probably.
If only you could have taken a picture of that, you know.
That I know, and I saw these big eyes through the leaves. I thought that was really funny.
And you didn't say hi to him. You just.
No, I was mad, too.
Oh, yeah, that's hey.
Well, you know. You could have been mad and still had fun with it.
You know, you guys could get a whiteboard and hang it in your hallway and put a line down the middle, and it could be, say, mad.
I don't think they have a hallway.
You don't have a hallway?
They don't have a hallway.
Oh. We have a room that adjoins us, and it's the laundry room.
Oh, up there.
The laundry room.
It's tiny.
How many machines?
Oh, a set for him and a set for me.
Dryer for you, so that is a very small room. Yep.
When I get really angry at him, I start doing a load of clothes because he says, your washer's always going. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. So I was always trying to wait until he was wide awake. But now I put the clothes on and the washing machine when I'm really angry. So I just let him listen to the washing machine.
That wouldn't wake me up.
Well, not. I mean, it's when it's broad daylight.
Oh. Okay. All right, then. I guess she's saying she's making a statement. So you make a statement by whipping out your laundry.
Yeah, just letting it. I watch more clothes than most people, I think, and he's always said that, and I'm starting to believe him. I do. I just like to have clean clothes on. I don't wear my clothes over and over again.
We had a way in the Army on how to quote air quotes here dry clean our clothes.
Oh yeah,
honestly. If we had to use dirty clothes, like we're going to go to the club or something, and we didn't get a chance to wash our things, we would actually use spray deodorant and an iron or a steamer to steam them, and it was called dry cleaning.
Did it work?
No, yeah, it worked.
Oh, it did work.
It worked.
It didn't clean them.
Well, we're not saying I'm not talking BDUs. I'm talking about civilian clothes.
I'm just saying, but there was no cleaning, right?
We could have washed them. We didn't have time.
But I'm saying, it worked as in you de-wrinkled it, basically.
Well,
that's it. All you did was de-wrinkle
it. If they were stinky, like cigarette smoke or...
So it smelled like roses and cigarette smoke. So you put another smell with the smell. Yes. So you made it not smell as less offensive. But, you know, if you're going to a club, back in those days, people are smoking and drinking anyway. You could have poop in your pants and they wouldn't even notice. They wouldn't even smell it.
And what about, like, I had a training boyfriend back in those days. And we would go and have a hotel room. I mean, we were constant. It wasn't like a hookup, like a one-nighter. But we would leave the club and go to the hotel, and then the next day you got to do the walk of shame in what you wore to the club because we didn't have any other clothes with us. So, but you know what? think about it, it's only really old people that get upset about
what
others are doing. You know?
Nobody cares, but sometimes people like to use it to laugh and make fun.
Oh, yeah, we just laugh.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. Nobody cares. But they're like, look at you, you little slut. Yeah, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Well, we all got to show it to one girl. This one girl went, she got really drunk at the enlisted club, and she came back to our training. You know, we have, like, barracks. They had the male side and the female side, and she had tried to tinkle there on the property, and she passed out with her pants down. Now, when the guys came by, they were like, oh, hell no, we're not going near that. And they left her there. And when we girls came, we just left her too.
Mm.
And we all got in trouble. That was an Easter weekend when we should have had a 4-day, you know, pass.
I can't imagine why the women left her. I could see the guys because they don't want to get wrapped up and accused of doing something.
Because she was really drunk and everything, and she was still going to get us into trouble. We thought if we leave her, maybe she'll wake up, pull her pants up, and go back in.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But that didn't happen, so we got in big trouble.
Nope.
Anyway, I think we might have to wrap. What do you think?
Yes, we do have to wrap. Wrap her up.
Yes.
Well, thank you so very much for holding forever, Lisa.
I'm sorry we never got to, you know, I will tell you, the new consultant that we're working with to make our show more professional, the readings are going to be shorter. Okay, they need to be, because a lot of you join us on Facebook. You would like to have, you know, a chance. And we've got a list of people we disappoint. So we're going to have to make them shorter. But not that speed reading that the other ones are doing, where I watched one recently where the person wanted to know, am I going to make more money soon? And she was, and she said, oh, yeah, you're going to make more money soon. Lots more money. And then that was it.
Oh, it's free. I mean, you can't really bitch, though, for free, you know.
The Music Awards are on. If anybody wants to, you know.
Music Awards, the Video Music Awards or the regular
video,
ones?
Video.
Okay. The VMAs, are they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, you may want to take a peek at that with those women half-dressed. And
that part's good, but all the other shit's crap. It's bullshit. Hey, all these awards suck balls. Baby, I couldn't give a shit about anything.
I just like the red carpet watching.
Well, they don't have that for these.
And they did earlier, yeah.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, the VMA, I mean, half of these are freaking hip-hop slut whores, so, or gangster dudes, so it's like, they didn't come from anywhere, so they're going to come out there like pieces of shit, because that's how they were raised, you know? That is what it is. You don't like it? Too tough shit, that is the truth.
Yeah.
About the hip-hop world and the rap world.
I don't know. I like some of the raps. Like,
you like it, but remember where they came from.
Eminem was good. Still is, I guess.
That's relative, too. Good. I'm the Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
No, is that some deep thought shit that's going to make you think about your life? It's fun. I get it, but how much of an award should you get for that shit? That's all I'm saying. How much accolades did you get for doing that? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate.
That's true. He did say that. And that's
okay, it's cool. It's hilarious, but I don't know you should be awarded for that. That was one of the greatest lyrics ever. You must have an award for that there, white, weird-looking dude called Eminem. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Guess we have to go now.
Well, we have to say goodbye to our Facebook folks.
Yes,
I mean, our Facebook folks last.
Yeah, you guys hang in there. Wait.
You hang. You don't go now. You stay. All right, what should we do, Deb? You pick the song.
Oh, I don't care. I want you to bring back Dire Straits.
We already know that. You said that 155,000 times.
Well,
yes, I know that.
We used to do that.
Absolutely.
Take care, everybody. We hope to see you and hear from you again.
Say goodbye.
Okay.
I didn't get a nap.
Oh, I heard bleed for you.